Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Rams fans have petitioned to remove Bill Vinovich from the NFC title game against the Saints. So the Rams have a fan petition going. And this guy started the petition citing the fact that the Rams are 0-8 in games officiated by Vinovich. It really is unbelievable when you think about it that there's already been 1,000 signatures, and Vinovich has been since 06, this 0-8 mark for the Rams. This season, the Rams lost both games to the Saints and Philly with Vinovich's crew in charge of the action. So are they suggesting that the reason they lose games is because of Bill Vinovich?
I got to tell you, this idea—
And it's not going to work either.
This idea is probably up there, I'd have to say, with like— You know, like those, you know, those fans that buy the billboards to get the coach fired, you know, or something
the guy
like
with
that.
The plane.
You know, the guy with the plane who wastes all his, drops all that dough to get the plane go overhead, which does absolutely nothing. That's what this is. This is the biggest waste of time. These people actually think that the National Football League is going to replace the referee in Sunday's game because they put their name on a piece of paper. Guess what? It's not happening.
You know what that guy did, Andrew? He got the attention that he craved from the beginning because he's smart enough to realize it'll never work, but he got like one day famous because of it.
Sure.
His 15 minutes of fame is right now that he started a petition to remove the ref that, I mean, has a 0.0 Bluto chance.
What are the how many names did he have on it?
1,000.
Can you imagine that? So what are the 1,000 people who signed? Are they well, let me guess. They're not going to watch the game? Is that what they're – are they not going to watch?
What do they
you think
live?
The NFL
what
cares
they live in his
that those 1,000 people aren't going to watch the game when, what, another 30 million are going to watch? Like, people got to just calm down sometimes. I mean, really, petition?
Well, the Patriot fans want that ref gone, too. What was his name, Blakeman or
they're
whatever?
They're crazy, too. At least they're not out there going door-to-door getting names on petitions.
But they're still bringing up Deflategate and
it's
saying
gotta
that
it's got to stop at some
this,
point.
This guy's fault.
It's got to stop at some point.
That his gauge was different than the other gauge.
Petitions, billboards to fire the coach. Enough. It doesn't do anything.
This really is the most pathetic stories that both fan bases are trying to get the refs removed. Is the worst, you know, week of title game app. It really is the worst thing. It's dog
like
cable.
You usually have to fish for stories like this when the game is going to suck. Like when it's a bad game, you look for stuff like this. These two games are supposed to be really good, and we've got people getting petitions to get the ref taken out of the game.
It really is unbelievable. Real quick, Jeff in Oregon, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell, thanks a lot. Enjoying your show tonight, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, hey, can I get a tall, cold one, little Northwest Craft beverage for me?
I got you a little beverage right there. Check out it.
Hey, appreciate that.
Yep.
So listen, yeah, the final, I kind of look, you know, it's the old regime versus the new regime, and I just really hope the new regime breaks through because I'm right there with you. I'm really sick and tired of the Patriots, but one of my devout Viking fans, friends, who is, you know, and no one knows misery more than the Vikings, has, you know, gave me a little perspective the other day and says, you know, you got to give them props. If they win, you pretty much have to bow down and kiss their ass, you know. So that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I'm sick of that, though. All I know is that, you know, in terms of all I have left when they're in it every year is the betting angle, which I've, you know, made a lot of money on them. I don't like them, but I make money on them. That's all I know. And I made money on that Super Bowl. They were down 25 with the Falcons. Look, they win. They're always there, and you can make money off of them. But the bottom line is I would love nothing more. I think the league – it would benefit the league in leaps and bounds if just for once, frankly, the young kind of took over. And I mean that in Goff and in Mahomes. And I, you know, We've seen Drew Brees. He won his Super Bowl. We've seen Brady win his 5 Super Bowls. I want to see the best game of the year was the Rams-Chiefs. That's the one I want to see. So if I doubt I'll get it. I doubt I'll get it. But that's the one I want to watch for sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.